For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. Like many northern Minnesotans, Charlie Schweigert was surprised when he opened his proposed property tax statement last month.
I think at the bottom of the page it says, you know, our taxes went up 30%.
30.3% to be exact, $665 more than last year. Schweigert and his wife have lived in their home in Northwest Grand Rapids for over four decades. He remembers his taxes always going up some, but not more than a few percentage points at a time. Schweigert says his neighbors had the same response he did.
They were upset about it and surprised. It was kind of like, well, what's the difference between this year and last year? Why the big jump? You know, is there something that we don't understand?
It's a very complicated, sometimes convoluted tax system.
Austin Rowling is the auditor treasurer for Itasca County. Every county in Minnesota has an Austin Rowling, so to say, who is in charge of administering property taxes. And he's right. Calculating property taxes is a multi-step process. It takes months to get to the point of tax statements, and there's many variables that can affect that final number at the bottom of your statement. That's what we're going to dive into with this two-part series. But first, there's a few things I want to preface. For one, nearly every step of the process is determined by state statutes. The only thing local governments decide is how much they need to collect in taxes. But how that amount is divvied up is also determined by state rules. As Rowling puts it,
like it or not, whether I like it or not, I mean, my personal feelings on it don't come into this. That is how we operate. That is what we have to follow.
The other thing to know is that your property taxes are hyper-specific. Rowling says every parcel of property is like a fingerprint. No two are exactly the same.
Here's how much your increase was due to the levy change. Here's how much it was due to valuation. Here's how much it was due to credit, changes in credits. We can break all that down, but we have to do it individually and look at each property in itself. There's no apples to apples comparison. There's not even hardly oranges to apples comparisons.
The first step of a property tax statement is values and classifications. The county assessor's office determines the estimated market value of a property using guidelines from the state. We could go way down the rabbit hole of what affects values, but the main thing to know is that values are mostly driven by sales. Billy Hillback is the Itasca County assessor.
Northeast Grand Rapids, older homes, a little bit less expensive, open to more of a buyer pool, who could affordability and buy those. When you have more buyers and you have more supply, you're going to get values going up.
So if sale values go up, so will estimated market values. The next part of this section is exclusions. There are two main exclusions. One is for disabled veterans. The other is for people's primary residences, called the homestead exclusion. These are subtracted from your estimated market value to determine your taxable market value, which is the value that is used to calculate your taxes. The Schweigerts' estimated market value went up 12% from last year, but their taxable market value went up 15%. That's because of the way the homestead exclusion is calculated. It's hard to follow, but I recommend looking up the formula. The main takeaway is that the more your home increases in value, the less your homestead exclusion is. The last part of this section is the classification. That refers to the type of property, like residential homestead, or cabin, or apartment. Each classification has a class rate, which is used to determine the tax base. For example, an apartment building has a class rate of 1.25%, meaning it's taxed based on 125% of its value. The first $500,000 of a home or cabin is taxed based on 100% of its value, and anything over $500,000 is taxed at 125% of the value. If you need a brain break, you're in luck, because that's where we're stopping with this part. Next week, we'll dive into tax credits, levies, and how you can avoid being caught off guard by your proposed tax statement next year. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.